This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has declared a national emergency in an effort to combat the spread of the coronavirus in the United States. Speaking in the White House Rose Garden, Trump said the declaration would free billions of dollars of federal aid to help fight the virus. The president said the government will remove every obstacle to give the American people the health care that they need.
We'll remove or eliminate every obstacle necessary to deliver our people the care that they need and that they're entitled to. No resource will be spared, nothing whatsoever.
The president also said he is asking hospitals to implement their emergency preparedness plans. Only about 1% of the 136,000 cases of the COVID-19 disease are in the United States, but public health officials are bracing for a much larger number of patients. On Wall Street, stocks jumped the most since 2008 when President Trump declared a state of emergency to fight the virus. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street Friday to close a tumultuous trading week as President Donald Trump announced new measures to fight the coronavirus outbreak. Stocks doubled gains in the last half hour as Trump made his announcement. The Dow Jones Industrial Average recorded its biggest gain since October 2008, rocketing 1,985 points or 9.4% to close at 23,186. The broader S&P 500 clawed back 230 points, a gain of 9.29% to close at 2,700. The NASDAQ composite shot up 672 points, or 9.34%, to close at 7,974. Friday's gains followed by one day what was the worst drop for the markets since the Black Monday crash of 1987. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. airstrikes have struck Iranian-backed militants in Iraq following a rocket attack that killed two American troops and a British service member this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
General Frank McKenzie, America's top Middle East commander, says there are other sites the U.S. has not hit because of potential civilian casualties and sensitivities with the Iraqi government. Baghdad is angry over the strikes, with Iraq's military saying three commandos and two police officers were killed. McKenzie says the Iraqis knew the attack was imminent.
If Iraqis were there and if Iraqi military forces were there, I would say it's probably not a good idea to position yourself with Khatib Hezbollah in the wake of a strike that killed Americans and coalition members.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The European Union wants to put health screening procedures in place at their borders to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. But as AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, they say nations must coordinate so people can still quickly get the medical care they need.
With Italy at the epicenter of Europe's outbreak, neighboring Austria and Slovenia moved to restrict traffic at their borders, raising questions about the movement of food and medical equipment. But other nations, like the Czech Republic and Poland, are taking action too. Preliminary checks for signs of infection could be done at borders between the 26 nations that make up the Passport 3 Schengen area, but also at the EU's external borders and within individual countries. Travel bans have become more extensive worldwide in recent days. For most people, the coronavirus causes only mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Top Japanese government officials said Friday they were determined to hold safe and secure Olympics on schedule, one day after U.S. President Donald Trump said Tokyo should consider delaying the Olympics for a year because of the pandemic. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Japan's Olympics minister was quick to hit back at U.S. President Donald Trump Friday, saying the Olympics are on schedule and, quote, safe and secure.
We are not thinking of reducing spectators at all. I understand the IOC and Tokyo 2020 will make an effort to hold the Games as planned, in coordination with the Tokyo government.
The remarks were made hours after Trump suggested Tokyo should delay the Games for a year, amid the coronavirus outbreak. Officials say Japanese leader Shinzo Abe later spoke with Trump on the phone for about 50 minutes Friday morning Japan time. Trump then tweeted a more upbeat message, calling the just-completed Olympic venue magnificent and saying Abe had done an incredible job and good things will happen for Japan and their great prime minister.
That's Libby Hogan of Reuters reporting. For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.